EU calls for restraint amid US strikes on Iran. UK warns against escalation into wider regional conflict. By Kurt Sindelka on February 28, 2026. America's allies in Europe have called for restraint following a series of military strikes against the Islamist Iranian regime. While the United Kingdom has warned against potential escalation into a broader regional conflict. In the early hours of Saturday morning, U.S. President Donald J. Trump announced that the United States military launched major combat operations in Iran intended on crippling Tehran's missile production industry in a bid to prevent the Islamist regime from being able to strike the U.S. or Europe with nuclear-tipped missiles. The president further called on the military, police, and other paramilitary figures in Iran to lay down their arms, offering complete immunity to those who surrender. Additionally, he called on the Iranian people to seize the opportunity to topple their oppressive government, saying that the hour of your freedom is at hand. The tone was far more cautious in Europe and Britain. However, with leaders so far calling for de-escalation of the conflict. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen said, "The developments in Iran are greatly concerning. We remain in close contact with our partners in the region. We reaffirm our steadfast commitment to safeguarding regional security and stability. Ensuring nuclear safety and preventing any actions that could further escalate tensions or undermine the global non-proliferation regime is of critical importance." The European Union has adopted extensive sanctions in response to the actions of Iran's murderous regime and the Revolutionary Guards and has consistently promoted diplomatic efforts aimed at addressing the nuclear and ballistic programs through a negotiated solution. In close coordination with EU member states, "We will take all necessary steps to ensure that EU citizens in the region can count on our full support. We call on all parties to exercise maximum restraint, to protect civilians, and to fully respect international law." The EU's top diplomat, High Representative of the Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy Kaya Kallas, said that the latest developments across the Middle East are perilous. Iran's regime has killed thousands. Its ballistic missile and nuclear programs, along with support for terror groups, pose a serious threat to global security. The EU has adopted strong sanctions against Iran and supported diplomatic solutions, including on the nuclear issue, she said. "I have spoken to Israel's foreign minister Zahr and other ministers in the region. The EU is also coordinating closely with Arab partners to explore diplomatic paths. Protection of civilians and international humanitarian law is a priority. Our consular network is fully engaged in facilitating departures for EU citizens. Non-essential EU personnel are being withdrawn from the region. Our Aspides naval mission remains on high alert in the Red Sea and stands ready to help keep the maritime corridor open." Meanwhile, the United Kingdom said that it did not participate in the strikes on Iran and stressed that it was opposed to a wider regional conflict. In a statement provided to London's Daily Telegraph, Downing Street said, "Iran must never be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon and that is why we have continually supported efforts to reach a negotiated solution. Our immediate priority is the safety of UK nationals in the region and we will provide them with consular assistance, available 24/7. As part of our long-standing commitments to the security of our allies in the Middle East, we have a range of defensive capabilities in the region, which we have recently bolstered. We stand ready to protect our interests. We do not want to see further escalation into a wider regional conflict." Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.